From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The Caribbean is feeling the brunt of Hurricane Irma, billed as one of the most powerful storms of the past century. The Category 5 storm lashed Puerto Rico with high winds and heavy rains, causing widespread outages. Irma is blamed for several deaths. A local official of the French part of St. Martin's at the French Dutch-ruled island is almost completely destroyed. The situation is much the same on the two-island nation of Antigua and Barbuda, which suffered a direct hit from Irma early Wednesday. Garfield Burford is news director of ABS-TV on Antigua.
Over 90% of the buildings there were either destroyed or severely damaged. It's almost a wipeout of what happened, a wipeout on Barbuda. From the air, the pictures are almost surreal.
The storm is expected to impact the Dominican Republic, Haiti, the Turks and Caicos, and Bahamas Thursday and Friday, and could impact Florida by week's end, where Rick Scott is governor.
We are being very aggressive in our preparation for this storm, and every Floridian should take this seriously and be aggressive to protect their family. This is serious, and we cannot take chances. Is life-threatening. This is not a storm you can sit and wait through.
Two more storms were upgraded to hurricane status Wednesday, Jose in the Atlantic and Katia in the southwest Gulf of Mexico. In Togo, tens of thousands took to the streets of Lomé Wednesday, demanding the resignation of President Faure Gnassingbé, who has ruled since 2005, after the death of his father, Gnassingbé Eyadema, who held office for nearly 40 years. This protester demanded the return of the 1992 Constitution and term limits. He said the Togolese leader and his family must leave. The president met with his cabinet on Wednesday to discuss a measure to reinstate term limits, an issue that's been defeated before. This is VOA News. Pope Francis begins the first full day of a five-day visit to Colombia with a message of support for the country's peace process, a year after an agreement to end the hemisphere's longest-running conflict. After arriving at the Papal Nuncio's residence Wednesday, Francis called on the crowd to pray for him. The Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, or FARC, last year agreed to disarm and advance their cause through the political process. Israeli warplanes Thursday targeted a Syrian military position in western Hama province, killing at least two soldiers. Israel has expressed alarm over the growing Iranian influence in Syria. Wednesday, UN Syria peace envoy Stefan de Mistura said the country is facing a moment of truth. He pointed to a U.S.-backed rebel effort to liberate Raqqa from Islamic State and the breaking of an IS siege around Deir ez-Zor by Russian-backed Syrian and allied forces.
The military situation has been improving, but it's time to negotiate. And for the opposition to do the same in a realistic, unified way, that is going to be very soon after Raqqa and Deir ez-Zor.
De Mistura also posed the question about whether the opposition is prepared to accept that they didn't win the war. He called on both sides to engage in serious dialogue about peace next month. President Donald Trump said while the time for talking with North Korea is over, the use of military force is not his first choice. Mr. Trump spoke by phone with his Chinese counterpart Wednesday, Xi Jinping, who insisted dialogue is the only way to defuse Korean tensions. Sung Yoon Lee is a Tufts University Korea analyst.
What Trump is referring to is the kind of concessionary diplomacy negotiations that the U.S. and South Korea and others have been engaged in for the past 20 years. So, yes, there will come a time for talks, but not right now. We need to put more non-lethal financial sanctions on North Korea.
Meanwhile, the U.S. is preparing a draft U.N. Security Council resolution that, among other things, calls for an oil embargo on North Korea. The U.S. Wednesday slapped sanctions on two senior South Sudanese officials and the country's former army chief, as well as three companies over rights abuses, obstructing peace efforts, and corruption in the country's civil war. Philippine soldiers rescued two Indonesian sailors Thursday after a firefight with their Islamist Abu Sayyaf captors in southern Sulu province. The Indonesians had been kidnapped months ago. At least five Islamist militants reportedly were killed. President Trump has reached agreement with opposition Democrats in Congress to extend the nation's debt limit to avoid the specter of default, fund government operations through December 15th, and provide disaster relief for the residents of Texas recovering from Hurricane Harvey. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Ooh, yeah, mama, hey. voice of America.
Hello, everybody. Welcome again to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vandy. Hot rocking sounds from across the African continent will be coming to you again today, so stay tuned and make sure you don't touch that dial. Our first stop today is going to be the land of Angola with Africa Ritmo in Agarem. And right after that, Bow by Mix Black is B from Burundi. And from Burundi to Cameroon, Jean-Pierre Issam in Banabambo. But first, Agarem by Africa Ritmo of Angola.
boys, oh. Black is black, eh, Bado wako gazo. We're standing from Puerto Paradiso.
Bana Bambo by Jean-Pierre Issam of Cameroon. Before that, Bao by Mix Black is B of Burundi. And right at the top was Agarem by Africa Ritmo of Angola. You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America from our studio here in Washington, D.C.
Hi, I'm Akwai Thompson. Mondays on Inquiry, we bring you a show that takes a lighthearted look at everyday life. We discuss real-life issues with everyday people from all across Africa, from street food.
People don't waste their time and money making their own food.
Nightlife.
In South Africa, all the clubs close at 4 or half past 3. But then in Angola, we go until half past 6 in the morning.
Fashion.
You can find a good suit for $500.
To cross-cultural dating.
I think he thought that I was too submissive and I think he was too aggressive.
So join me, Akwai Thompson, with two other guests on our next edition of Inquiry this coming Monday at 17 hours 30 UTC right here on the English to Africa service of the Voice of America.
Welcome back to The Beats, and now let's take a trip to Togo with Joe Amozo in Jalele, and right after that, Salif Keita of Mali in Moriba, and then to The Gambia with Ifang Bundy in Salimata. But first, Jalele by Joe Amozo of Togo.
abadi, mori bade ofe, alita na keju yadi. Na fari ma mori bade ofe, alita ke wuri dentadi, mori bade ofe, alita na kesu yadi.
Loni nalu. Lalilalu le Lalila Lalila bete magonya mori Suma bete magonya sumari Mori bete magonya mori di Iura Iya Fora mo chama ko
na minha moriba moriba te ofe pita que eu ia badi moriba te ofe pita na que suia
e bem fe fila lo jeli mandi bem fe ai bem fe fila ro que bem fe coni bem fe fila ro furu sere bem fe Ibirita ke walide tadi Moriba manome Adita na ke walide ni
Namini ya moriba Moriba te ofe Ibirita ke juu ya badi Moriba te ofe Adita na ke juu ya di Nafarima moriba Moriba te ofe Ibirita ke walide tadi
Moribate ofe, aditana kesuri ani. Kawa, 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 mai, jonga Kawa mahi kawa kawa jafula makawalo ami amoriba moriba kobedi moriba kobedi duya da ke juye
mafari ma moriba moriba te ofe dite ke wuri de tadi moriba te ofe akita na ke suye
baby fe ala ma ki oro fa baby fe baby fe Batoma kiyoro ke baby fe Baby fe Pajele kiyoro ke baby fe Nakera jeli mandi adi Moriba baby fe Ilete si juyala
Namini ya moriba Moriba te ufe
Moriba le
Moriba te ufe
Moriba, moriba le Moriba Sanu moriba, wali moriba, 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 moriba sogo kene ni moriba je kene ima ya mongolu mankanya.
Namini ya moriba, moriba te ufe.
Fami me malo ikofula. Fami me dusu ikofula. Fula sinani, jaturu sinani, buguturu ni bugu jense. Jalo jaki te siri benga na ni sangare. Yeah. Ay ma ye mo gulu mangaya. Ay ma ye mo gulu mangaya. Ay ma ye mo gulu mangaya. Ay ma ye mo gulu mangaya.
Namini ya moriba, moriba te ofe. Mirita ke juu ya badi, moriba te ofe. Adita na ke juu ya di.
African beats. African beats.
The voice of America, VOA.
Salimata by Ifang Bondi of the Gambia. Before that, Salif Keita from Mali in Moriba and Jalele by Joe Amuzo of Togo. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America. And I'm David Van Der here in Washington.
The African Beat with music of Africa from the Voice of America. We love it.
You love it? We love you, and so we want to keep hearing from you. If you have any comments about our show, contact us by email on africanbeat@voanews.com. africanbeat@voanews.com. Tell us what you think about the show. If you have a request, you can call us in the United States on 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, you press 65 and leave your message. Well, to all of you, it's a special, special greetings from me, not forgetting you, Joyce, Maxi, Grace, Henry, and to all members of the David Van Der Fan Club in Nigeria, in Zaria. With that, let's get back to music as I bring you now Wezulu by Kid and the First People of Malawi, and to Zambia, Angela Nyirenda in Ganibula. But first...
kusoleleshe wanga ni bora. Nuyopa mama
Kenze yamba bwino Kenzo kondana Bantu wanyinji enzo kumbwila Tombaka yake nuchechitika ni chinji Mwana kazi aliense Akambokula Organiza zopeza mwana lume Omukonda nomukwatila mpaka imfwa Monga mwa mwambo Akuti mwana kazo ene longkala Nolindila Kaka mwana lume omukonjela akapezeke Tawize nyinji Chunkala chovuta Kuti mwana kazi yaziwe Mwana lume ni olongo soka oliai Chifukwa chake Anakaza nyinji Onkala na manta Akafika pandie pa kusoko nezekela Kuhoni kongo chinja chinja Ana lume Kamba kakuti oninama Nuhuni utuka Olo ni kongo onkala Kamba kakuti Ni osa kulupilika Sinuziva neo Kona kazi alimvi kwati Ni mwai Ni odalisika Olo kapena ni kubili la tiala Nuyopa Kusovele shewa ni bola oh. Nuyopa mama
Lomba pakuti unifuna lini soti Ni ambitia ni wanu kusakila onikonda Lomba pakuti unifuna lini soti Ni ambitia ni wanu kusakila onikonda Lomba pakuti unifuna lini soti
Ukeshe wanga ni bola. Nuyopa mama, nuyopa. Kusobeleshe wanga ni bola. Nuyopa mama, nuyopa. Kusobeleshe wanga ni bola.
Gani Bola by Angela Nyirenda of Zambia. Before that, Wezulu by Kid and the First People of Malawi. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America.
Hi, I am Devoa. I love the African Beat on the Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
This is your super show, the show that brings happiness into your homes and smiles on your faces. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing right now, just stay tuned and make sure you do move. My next song is coming from Somalia, Sado Ali in Rido. And right after that, Ngozi Timuzani by Saida Karoli of Tanzania. But first, Rido by Sado Ali of Somalia.
Timuzano by Saida Karoli of Tanzania. Before that, Rido by Sado Ali of Somalia. Well, I want to thank you again today for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the street, wherever you are, listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. I am David Vanney here in Washington, saying bye-bye. Thank you.
Maria toca, toca, yo toco rolele. Maria toca, toca, yo toco rolele. Maria toca, toca, yo toco rolele. Maria toca, ocupasa, yo toco rolele. Maria toca, ocupasa, yo toco rolele. Marica duro, Maria toca, boyo. Maria toca, boyo casino, boyo bakuru banke mshwere, boyo batai banke mshwere, chonka murama nyeta biya zakaru, zakule tensika omaka, boyo bakuru banke mshwere, boyo batai banke mshwere, chonka murama nyeta biya zakaru. Maria toca, toca, yun tocorole. Maria toca, toca, yun tocorole. Maria toca, toca, yun tocorole. Maria toca, ocu.